Righto, the first thing that happened when we were told that schools would reopen is that every single person said, I bet you, the Monday before Melbourne Cup miraculously becomes a curriculum day.
Mm-hmm.
And it has. Mm. Pitsa Binion, Principal of McKinnon Secondary College. Pitsa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Russ. Ross and Russ, how are you?
Yeah, now good. Now, we understand that McKinnon Secondary College is not having a curriculum day.
No, we've never had one on the Monday, but a lot of schools do choose that day because a lot of families take their children away. So most schools have a really reduced number of students attending.
Well, shouldn't they just teach the students who do turn up?
Well, that's what we do. And look, obviously now schools are going to because they've been asked not to take it as a curriculum day, but they choose it as less disruptive rather than more.
So, Pitsa, they've been asked not to treat it as a curriculum day. So what percentage do you think is going to say, fair enough, we're not going to make this curriculum day. Come on, kids, we're looking forward to seeing you on Monday.
Look, I mean, obviously the rules changed on the weekend, and if anything, I think, you know, schools have excelled at being flexible this last 18 months, and I think most will revert to not being a curriculum day.
That sounds like great news.
Oh, hang on. Righto, Pitsa.
However.
Pitsa, stand by. Can we get the prediction book out, please? All right, write down. 26th of October 2021, Pitsa Binion predicted that most schools would reverse their standing on a curriculum day.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, she's standing by.
You're a lovely person, Pitsa.
Yes, exactly. But there must be, so Pitsa, there must be so many families that have had, obviously they've been homeschooling, that don't go away on the weekend. They don't have the capacity to go away on the weekend and they are desperate for their kids to get back into school.
And obviously, schools will be open for that reason. I agree. Look, I think that given the circumstances this year and given it's the first day that every year level returns to school, it's probably unwise to have it as a curriculum day. But, you know, people have planned these days from the beginning of the year. It's not like they've just called it now. Parents would have been aware that these were the days months and months ago, and they plan for particular things. They put their staff together in groups, they assess data, they look at planning for next year. Like, all the things that have to happen still have to go ahead for the calendar year. But I agree with you. I think that, you know, we're really happy to see children back. Like, it is absolutely joyful. Like, there's nothing quite like it.
Yeah, now, Pitsa, another thing I don't understand. How come the Education Department is run as some form of anarcho-syndicalist commune? Didn't God invent an education minister so he said, these are the days on which schools will be open and these are the days on which schools will be closed?
Well, the department does actually say that, you know, you've got to be open for certain times of the year. However, there is some flexibility because people, schools are at different stages and they need different things. And, you know, they call on different specialists to come in and you have to have a few. We've only got 3 days. It's the first day of the school year and then 3 other days in the year where you plan with your colleagues. And, you know, you sort of call on different people to come into your school and they're not available when we want them to be available all the time. But it's easier to sort of have a little flexibility. There's not much flexibility.
You're in the predictions book, Pitsa. Let's see how you go, eh?
Good luck, Pitsa.
Pitsa Binion.
Thank you so much.
Not nice to chat. Pitsa Binion, Principal of McKinnon Secondary College.